Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Thomas lines it to center field. Backing up is DeMarco. He'll make the catch, and the Doors have done it. Vanderbilt, baseball national champions for the second time in school history. An 8-2 win over Michigan as Vanderbilt claims the title in Omaha.
Welcome back. 104.5 The Zone, the wake-up zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. That's Kevin Kugler's final call of Vanderbilt's win against Michigan Wednesday night. College World Series, that's from Westwood One. We're bringing in the coach of the Commodores now, two-time national champions, Tim Corbin. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Kevin. Thank you.
Have you been able to get any rest? I mean, is there a way to unwind it all after you go through all this?
Yeah, I got a little rest last night. I think, we didn't sleep at all after, and it wasn't just because of the celebration. I think it's just the next steps of getting your team home safe and sound. But it was good. We were able to celebrate that night, and then with the staff and friends that came into town, like James from Penn State and his wife and kids and Derek and so many other people. And then the kids barged the room at about 3:30, came in, saw Maggie and I while we're packing. So, those moments are pretty cool, actually. You never get those moments during the course of the year because you're so tied up in what you need to do. So, yeah, we've got a little rest, but it's all good.
You often stay off to the side when celebrations are going on, but you got the Gatorade bath and the players raised you up and just see you slapping hands with everybody. That was about as happy as I've seen you over this whole time here. How special are those moments for you as coach, out there enjoying that with the kids?
Well, they're good. They're great. I mean, that moment was great. Now, I'm happy. I know I don't show it all the time, but I do like to have fun. But yeah, those are great moments. I mean, when you get to that point right there of finishing something off and the culmination of those emotions, and your emotions are so scattered because they go everywhere, and I can't really tell you where they go, but they go to so many people. But just to watch the kids in that state, I don't need a phone to take a picture of that. that stays in my mind forever, and those are very powerful moments because they bring out real emotion.
As far as the games that were played, how much was your run in Omaha a demonstration that pitching and defense really wins when it comes to playing in the postseason?
It does. We talked about it a lot. The thing when you continually get out there and you start to understand is it's so difficult to score, because when you take your first ground ball on that grass, it swallows the ball, and it makes this sound as if any energy that you created off of the bat into the ground is taken away by the grass. And then if you hit the ball in the air, the field is so massive that the stadium swallows up the ball in the air too. So in order to have any type of success there, you have to hit the ball at a ceiling level that's higher than the infielder, lower than the outfielder. And it's very difficult to do, especially against that pitching. So in being there 8 times and being there as a board member of the series, I've seen it 17 times, you just know that you got to pitch. You have to pitch. If you can't pitch, you're in trouble. And in 14, when we won that thing, we won it with relief pitching. And this year, I feel like the starting pitching was the key to it. We pitched so very well and got deep into ball games, and we were able to defend. And by doing that, give yourself a chance.
Corbs, first of all, congratulations. Thanks. Was awesome to watch. But, as you understand in baseball, it's a rare breed that you can have a guy who can pick up a team after a loss. And what about what Kumar Rocker did for you as a freshman on numerous occasions? You had an elimination game, of course, in the Super Regional. Again, you had one in the championship round. And just the poise he showed as a freshman and a kid who showed that the moment wasn't too big for him.
Yeah, and then you can no longer think of him as a freshman. I mean, unfairly maybe to him, and fairly to him, is that's not where you categorize him anymore, just because he's taken on those moments as challenges and he's done so well in them. And I think the thing about him is he centers himself in competition. He just loves competition. He's a very protective soul. And he you can tell, he says, I pitch for my team. Well, when people say that, you know, okay, yeah, that's a nice statement. But it comes out in his pores and it comes out in his fibers. And you can tell how he goes about the game and how he pitches that this is an environment to him. This is the arena of competition. He's not posturing. He's like, Joe Frazier, I'm coming right after your jaw and I'm not backing down. And there's size, there's presence, there's ferocity. He's everything that you want in a pitcher. But to do what he's done over the last 3 weeks, you know, you take it back to the SEC tournament, and then you get in the regional, and then you get into the super regional. And I felt really the super regional game against Duke, the second game, and this game that we played against Michigan were very similar in nature just because we were playing uphill a little bit. We had to win that game, and he had to pitch, obviously. But what he did is he settled the opponent so we could play catch-up offensively, because both those games, runs were very expensive for us. So, yeah, he's been fun to watch.
Speaking of Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin, now a two-time national champion. And, Corbs, I thought it was appropriate that Mason Hickman is your guy to be on the bump for Game 3 and perform the way that he did. Because here's a guy, you know, who was, you know, thrust in the weekday role, and a guy that, you know, in a very good SEC would have been a weekend pitcher for just about anybody, maybe even a Friday starter, and yet, you know, he shows up in your biggest game, obviously, of the year, gets out of that jam in the first and again in the fourth, and wins the game for you.
Yeah, he took on his role, and like so many of them, he just understood his role. He knew what he needed to do. He created harmony during the year by getting those wins on Tuesday night so that you could get into the weekend and play well without a overused bullpen. And then because of that confidence that he gained, much like Walker Buehler as a sophomore, then he got into the postseason and continued to grow as a pitcher. And we put him in tough situations just like Kumar. They were winning situations, or you had to win, the championship situations, and you pitched so well. And getting through that first inning when the first three hitters centered the ball, hit three drives, his ability to settle down and just contain himself and contain adrenaline and get through that inning said everything you want to know about that kid, because he's not unheralded with us. I mean, we know what type of pitcher he is. But to your point, he certainly could have been pitching on the weekend, but he served a role for us in another way. But at the end, he was the one who got that moment, and good for him.
Other thing that I think is remarkable about what you have done and your staff has done, the way that you've shared all this with your fan base and just, you know, willing to share, you know, whether it's the Everett family or others, you know, in a way that you don't often see, not only in college sports, but any sport.
I think that's what the college environment gives you. It gives you the chance to do that. I don't think you can, and I, how would I know, but I don't think you can do that in the pro environment. The college environment is so inclusive and not exclusive, and you can share those moments with so many people and get close to them. There's an innocence level that exists at this level, not only by the player, because that's easy to see, but the fans themselves, because the fans and the families get to touch these kids in so many different ways. And because of that, you're exposed to great situations like yesterday and throughout the year. But yeah, for people just to drop what they're doing and come over to the field and watch this three-game series, or spend money to travel out to Omaha to get in a hotel for some 16 days or 10 days or 3 days, what have you, is just remarkable. And we don't take that for granted, and we're very proud of what we have here because of that.
Coach Tim Corbin is our guest. I want to ask you about a couple more players before we let you roll. One thing that struck me was watching Tyler Brown after the game on Wednesday, just sitting in the dugout, kind of off to himself, just watching it all. And I think, you know, just kind of reflecting on what was going on. Do you think it took some burden off him for people to start to understand his story and what all he's really going through?
Yes, I do. He's had quite a 2 years here, and his emotions can go everywhere too with what he has on his plate. I mean, you know, back home with his little girl, school. I'm just very proud of how he's gone about his business since he's been here. You know, the academics, for me, those are the telltale signs of when you see maturation start to move, and that's what's happened to him. I mean, he finished with a high grade point average this year, and if I told you that grade point average was achievable last year, I'd say that's going to be very difficult for that young man to ever achieve. But what he's done shows me that he's had the ability to center himself and really compartmentalize a lot of things on his plate. And to watch him do it, and then to watch him get on the mound at the toughest times. I mean, I know what the save stat says, but what the save stat means for him has been hot temperature situations every time he's touched the baseball. And for a guy to settle in and execute, I think his work has been phenomenal. It's amazing what that young man has accomplished.
And one more, Julian Infante. I don't think I saw anybody on the field happier than that guy. And, you know, considering what all this senior class has been through, it had to be for you just super satisfying to see those guys deliver in the end.
The best. He's just the best. You know, you see numbers and you see home runs and average and so on, but there'll never be a stat line for what a guy does inside of a locker room. And that stat line is more important than any number. But what it does is it ends up helping produce those numbers. He's created such harmony because of his personality and his giving style that that's why there's such an overload of emotions when his name gets mentioned, because people realize that. They understand that. This is a kid that has gone through a lot himself, but he'll remain a favorite for, you know, all time. He's just one of those kids that he's been invaluable to our program, like many, like Ethan, like Scotty, like Walker Grisanti and Ravy and A.J. Franklin and Kiambu Fentress, all those seniors. I mean, they've been special kids to us, and I'm just glad that they got to see the other side of devastation through celebration, because you don't always get what you want in life, but it came full circle for them, and we'll always be grateful to watch that.
Well, it was special to be out there in Omaha and get to see it up close and in person. Congratulations again. Thank you so much for the time today and throughout the season, Tim. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you being out there too, Kevin. And Mark, thanks so much for having me during the course of the year.
Okay, well, our pleasure.
Celebrate these kids.
All right, we'll see you later. Thank you.
All right, brother.
Okay. Vanderbilt coach Tim Corbin, 2-time national champion, as head coach of the Commodores. They went.
I could hear it in his voice. You're getting a ring.
No. We're not going there.
When the coach calls you brother, that means ring.
That can mean anything. All right, 8:29. Again, it would be a tremendous honor, but I'm going to start
a website.
No, you're not.
GetKevinARing.com.
I'll start one to get you a Predators Stanley Cup.
All right, yeah. So we're trying to get Kevin a ring, and we're trying to get it so he raises the banner, the Central Division banner with the Preds.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of work to do this summer.
Especially in my case.
Right.